Good noon, everybody. I worked with a woman once who, any time that she spoke to you and it was between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, she didn't say good afternoon or good morning. She would just say good noon. So I'm saying good noon. I worked for about an hour and a half to get a really neat podcast ready for you today. And in the end, I flubbed it up and finally had to just get rid of it all and start from scratch. Because what I want to talk about is singing and how important it is that we let ourselves go and sing more. You know, I think of the tragedy of Linda Ronstadt, who has such a wonderful voice and now has Parkinson's. And I do know a few people with Parkinson's who really have massive problems with their voices. And that, of course, is beyond the scope of what I'm talking about. But what I am talking about has to do with our neuroplastic parts of the brain. And neuroplasticity, in my opinion, is based on consciously doing once again what we did physically before the disease started, and that requires a conscious intention. So, for singing, again, there are singing classes which are really good. However, they are only for a period of time, an hour, hour and a half maybe. I'm talking about singing every day, and I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. And the suggestion is that you get Pandora. And why Pandora? It's an app. And it has wonderful music of every kind in the world. And you can always find stuff you like on Pandora. And then sing along with it. And where do you sing? Well, I think your car is a very good place to sing. And your bathroom. Bathrooms are wonderful places to sing. Now, what holds us back from singing? A lot of us are held back by the fact that we don't think we sing very well. And in many cases, that could be true, too. But still, the issue of mindfulness is summarized at the phrase of being consciously aware, but non-judgmentally aware of yourself, your body, and your being. It's important for your Parkinson's to not be too shy and to choose to sing some, maybe a little every day. It will pay dividends in the long run. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a wonderful song that many of us really enjoy. It is Sing a Song. It came from the Carpenters originally, but we're going to listen to the Muppets sing it. And then after that, I'm going to put on the karaoke where you can sing along with it, but it's just you. Nobody else is singing the words, just you. I want you to feel bold and strike out and do this and say, it's one more way of, instead of battling Parkinson's, it's a way of saying, I'm going to sing my way through Parkinson's and stuff like that. That's my message today. Sing your way out of Parkinson's, help your neuroplasticity, improve your mood, and don't be hard on yourself and judging too much, okay?
Sing out loud.
Sing out strong.
Sing out strong.
Sing of good things,
not bad.
Oh, forget this one.
Sing out happy.
Thank you.
Not sad.
Nope. Sing.
Sing a song.
Make it
simple. To last your whole life long.
Don't worry that it's not good enough
for anyone else to hear.
Just sing a song.
La 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 la.
la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la.
Why don't you sing?
Why don't you sing a song?
Yeah.
Sing a song.